Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I know this segment's not going to be the most popular because somebody's going to get insulted, but I think we need to be kind of honest about a few things. So, let's be honest, okay? You guys have probably seen online that there's a bunch of black and white photos of women, and it's kind of cool, right? It's this challenge, although we're really not challenging ourselves like the ice bucket challenge or some of the other challenges. You know, a lot of challenges out there like setting yourselves on fire is stupid. So I support this challenge. It's basically where you get nominated by another woman to put a picture of you, and you're really not supposed to be all gussied up or whatever, just kind of supposed to be you as you, but it's black and white. And it's in support. I think you're supposed to hashtag the actual person, even though a bunch of you nominated me, so I didn't write them all out. And then you're supposed to, I think, hashtag women supporting women, which I think I forgot to put on there or whatever. But I did mine a little different, okay? Because I've noticed in my life, I'm very, very grateful for what women have done. I'm very, very grateful to a lot of the men. I'm very, very grateful for the women who no longer identify as women in my life, or the men who now identify as women in my life. I want to be kind of honest about, you know, who's really been more and more supportive of me, okay? And I've noticed just in my life, and I think a lot of people could attest to this, that women may need to do a little better job of supporting other women. Now, if I sit here and say that the majority of people that helped me throughout my life were men, the answer is, well, of course, because more men were in those positions. You had more males in show business. You had more males in medicine. You had more male figures in your family, whatever. But no, when you dissect out who had tried to interfere with my life, who tried to oppress me, who was trying to confine me, who tried to interfere, who was an adversary, 99% of those people were women. Now, I support women. I'm very, very grateful for everything my mother and grandmother and all my foremothers have done and my sisters out there. And I think sisterhood is fantastic. But I don't know about you guys, but the number one enemy in my life, you know, and it isn't just because, okay, well, there's more men in your life than women. It's if you take the group of people that were my biggest adversaries, that were really the most oppressive to me, it was other women. And I, you know, here we are trying to do this challenge and trying to show sisterhood and support, or we're trying to show that we're got each other's back, and, you know, it's all about women. And I just want to kind of take a moment saying, you know, ladies out there, look, some of you guys are amazing. You're dolls. You're so supportive. You show the love. Your sisterhood. You help fellow sisters. I think that's fantastic. You help men that are now identifying as women. You help women identifying as men. We help men, you know, who, whether they identify as men or not. Okay, so I think we're kind of done with delineating men, women, whatever. But many of you out there, right? Another woman to you is an enemy. You were much nicer to the guys than the girls. And I mean, I have to call like it is. I hate to say that, but I can't tell you how many women I've met were, you know, tried to prevent me from getting here today. Now, I love women. I support sisterhood and all those women out there that supported me. I love you. But come on, ladies. Okay, there's a lot of us out there that really need to reform a little bit, okay? And I get it. I get it. They might have worked hard to where they got, and they love being the only woman in the room and being the only woman in the room. you know, puts them in a very, very strategic position. So all of a sudden here comes another woman that might be a little younger, or might be prettier, or might be more successful or more talented. And all of a sudden they get all, you know, defensive and, you know, they get all intimidated. And so then they try to crush that other woman. And I've seen this time and time again. I've seen men do it too. But if I really have to be honest with my being middle-aged as I am, I most of my enemies were women. And I think we women need to kind of take this time, if you do see this challenge, you know, to put a picture up. It's not just about you putting up a picture, okay? You know, and don't, my hair really wasn't done. I look a mess, you know, just about kind of, you know, showing your support with other women. But I think also it's kind of high time that we also do a tribute to the dudes out there. I mean, I'm very, very thankful to the women who supported me, but man, I gotta tell you, men have come through for me all the time. I mean, all the time. Yes, there have been some choice idiots. There have been a couple people that really I wish I never even met, and I don't even think they deserve to be on this earth. But they're here, and, you know, God, I'm not here to judge. God has a reason for them to be here. But, you know, in terms of, you know, my successes, you know, I could say, oh, yeah, you know, it was all me. No, it wasn't, man. I got support from everybody. I got support from women. I got support from men. And I got support from a lot of men. There's a lot of daddies out there. There's a lot of brothers. There's a lot of uncles. There's a lot of friends. There's a lot of coworkers. And, you know, these guys have been bending over backwards for a lot of us women. And I don't know what the tribute, if there ever is going to be a tribute for men, except for me spinning all over when I talk about this. That's not the biggest tribute. Trust me, there's a better tribute out there. But, you know, I love seeing things that, you know, are positive and support others, but I just don't want there to be the forgotten, you know, group that has, I just think there's been so many things that many have done and they're just not getting credit for. So, you know, in terms of my life, I am so grateful. I mean, I got a whole team of dudes at GCN Live. And I mean, these guys, what they do to get me on air and to make sure I don't mess up and to, you know, I mean, and, you know, I'm so, you know, forever grateful. And, you know, ladies out there, look, you know, make sure you give your guy or a guy, you know, you don't have to give him a kiss, you don't have to give him a hug, but, you know, give them some support, give them a tribute as well. Because no matter how much we think we did this on our own or we did this despite men, we did this because of men. And my goal isn't to supersede anybody, isn't to squash another woman or squash another man. I want to walk with a man. I want to work with men, you know, and that's what this is about. And so you got to tribute them as well. Love. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauriarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauriarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the number one question I get from you guys and from patients is, what can we do if we're non-hospitalized and we get COVID? What do we do when we are diagnosed with COVID and we think we're getting worse, but we're not bad enough for the hospital? What is out there for us? And we don't have much out there for us because we've been so busy studying what we need to do for our hospitalized patients. Well, our next guest, who I'm super ecstatic to have, is Dr. Norman Lepore, Director of Clinical Research at Westside Medical Associates. He joins us to talk about this new and exciting clinical trial that they're doing that concentrates on the non-hospitalized COVID patient. Dr. Lepore, thank you so much for joining us.
For me, this public service is very much appreciated.
No, man, we appreciate what you all do. This is fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on now.
All Right. Well, you described the problem quite eloquently. So once a patient is diagnosed with COVID-19, and generally they are diagnosed after having symptoms such as fever, cough, chest pain, loss of smell or taste, they say, well, what do I do now? So they contact their physician, and generally the advice is that they should quarantine so that they don't infect family members, they don't infect relatives, they don't infect friends, classmates, or work or fellow workers. And to take fluids to avoid dehydration and take Tylenol. So that's basically the recommendation. It's called supportive therapy. Mm-hmm. As unfortunately, there is no directed treatment for outpatients with recently diagnosed COVID. So there's nothing that we're taking right now that we know prevents the progression of COVID from the initial symptoms, which may be the ones we mentioned, to the development of organ failure, such as lung failure, heart failure, small bowel issues, issues related to brain function. So there's nothing that we have available that blocks the progression of symptoms to that second phase of the COVID-19 process. And what we're looking at is a drug called colchicine. And the reason why we're looking at colchicine is a drug that's been available for hundreds of years. It's used currently to treat patients with gout, recurrent inflammation around the heart, and other conditions. And it's something that is generic. It's easy to manufacture. It's widely available, widely accessible. It's a drug that doctors are very familiar with. And there is some data that suggests that the anti-inflammatory properties of colchicine may be, and I want to emphasize the word may be, effective in terms of blocking that inflammatory storm that's caused as a secondary effect of the virus. And that's what leads patients to being hospitalized, to be in ICUs, to be on ventilators for weeks, and sometimes even being permanently disabled and in some cases dying. And so the purpose of this clinical trial, just as every other drug pharmaceutical agent that a patient takes, is to test the theory that, which many of us feel there's a reasonable likelihood of being the case, but we want the proof. Testing the theory is, does colchicine work better than just the conventional recommendations that I spelled out in terms of blocking the progression and complications of COVID-19 in patients who are recently infected?
And power to you with this one. Colchicine, it's a fantastic drug. I've heard of some early optimism with something that you're studying. Of course, it's a drug that a lot of people fear because of the diarrhea side effect, where we used to give it in terms of gout, where you kind of take it every hour until you got diarrhea, back off. But we've changed that. We've changed our approach to gout treatment with colchicine, and we're noticing, certain doses of it don't necessarily have to induce the diarrhea. Are you kind of, finding that a challenge to how to stay within that range?
So the dosing that we're using in the clinical trial is called the Cold Corona trial. It's a one-a-day dose of colchicine, and it happens to be a dose that is well-tolerated. So we don't typically see the diarrhea issues, although anything's possible, in patients who are taking the 0.6 milligram dose once a day. So we feel pretty good that the incidence of GI side effects will be small, but remember, patients can develop diarrhea just by virtue of the COVID-19 infection, exactly, which can affect the intestine, and in and of itself can actually cause patients to have pretty bad diarrhea.
Exactly. Yeah, and like I said, the prior dosing that we used to use would induce those side effects, but the low dose daily dosing of 0.6 milligrams shouldn't necessarily, unless, of course, they're having the COVID diarrhea. We're talking to Norman Lepore, Director of Clinical Research at Westside Medical Association of Los Angeles. Now, your task is a lot more challenging because, whereas with these hospitalized patients, you already have kind of a fixed number of patients or test subjects. You now, in order to study this, you need to have people who are currently becoming ill. How are you recruiting test subjects?
All right. Well, first of all, shows like yours where we inform the public that this is even available are of paramount importance, because if people don't know about it, they don't know, they won't, know to access it.
Right.
So what we want to do is increase the awareness of this in the population in the United States regarding these, complete the trial. The trial is sponsored by the NIH and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's actually run out of the Montreal Heart Institute by Dr. Jean-Claude Tardif. And what we're looking at is we're looking at patients who have been diagnosed within 48 hours. So not that the symptoms started within 48 hours or they got tested, but actually from the time they've been notified that they were test positive, they have to be 40 years of age or older and outpatient. So we don't accept anybody who's been hospitalized for COVID. And the beautiful thing about this is it's what we call a no-touch trial. That means all of the information that the patient needs to give consent is done over the phone or by the internet. And if the patient is found to be a good candidate and consents to being in the trial, and they're within 4-hour driving distance of a clinical trial site participating, we actually arrange a courier to bring the kit with the pills to the patient. And so therefore, it makes it extremely easy and convenient for the patient to participate in the trial. Now, this is placebo-controlled, so that means we are comparing it to placebo. And sometimes patients say, doctor, I don't want to be in a trial that compares to placebo. I want to get the drug. So the answer is twofold. One, we say, we don't know if the drug works, which is why we're comparing it to placebo. And number two, if that's the reason why you're not participating in a trial, that's so silly, because if you decide not to participate in the trial, basically, you're guaranteeing yourself a placebo-like result because you won't have access to the drug. And if they are interested in being in the trial, either themselves or they know a family member or a colleague or a classmate, the hotline number where they can get a lot more information is the following. The hotline number is 877-536-6837. That's 877-536-6837, or they can email or go to the website, colcorona.net, colcorona.net, and if they meet the criteria, they could participate in the clinical trial.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, listeners, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be posting this website, and then if you do, you know, fall under that where you found out you were exposed, and again, we want to catch you earlier than later, you could also reach out to me, and then we would forward you to the doctor's team to see if you would qualify to be in this clinical trial. Being a part of a clinical trial is one of the coolest things you could do in terms of the historical, you know, fight to COVID. And I could tell you right now, as a physician who's used colchicine, this isn't a drug that I suspect would give side effects. This is something I feel very safe and very confident with. So this particular study, it's not that you guys are being tried with an experimental medication that was made in a lab rapidly. This is something that's been around for years. So this is probably one of the safest designed clinical trials I've heard of. And I commend you, Dr. Lepore, and your team for doing this.
Thank you so much. And thank you for offering this public service to bring awareness to your listeners. Very much appreciated.
Good. All right. So, one final question. This cytokine storm, this inflammatory storm, is what we talked about before it was even identified. And, you know, we talked about how some people, they just seem to do well with COVID. They just get a couple coughs, maybe get some diarrhea. And then others, they get this huge inflammatory sort of, knowing that this is probably one of the keys to fight. Is that kind of your goal, that's where we think the majority of the fight needs to happen?
Yes, and that's what exactly the effect that colchicine has. Colchicine doesn't affect the original infection. You know, people are affected, but what it does is it hopefully, that's the idea, it prevents the inflammatory storm that leads to end organ damage. So what we want to be able to do is to prevent the progression to this, what you call exactly the cytokine storm, which is what causes injury to the lung, to the heart, to the intestine, to the brain. And by doing that, we hope to prevent patients from actually needing to be hospitalized, need to be in ICU on ventilators, and hopefully prevent permanent disability and even death.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Lepore, Director of Clinical Research, Westside Medical Associates. Thank you, Dr. Lepore. We appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests continue in Portland, a Democratic-led House subcommittee is taking a look at things that can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus. The White House COVID-19 Task Force is appearing in front of that committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, with a question for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows noting Democrats did not counter with any offers as well. This is USA Radio News. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is continuing to say kids should return to the classroom. She says students need to be with their teachers and fellow students. Florida is continuing to work on a plan to get their schools reopened safely. Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis saying,
"What's clear to me is that I think parents want to have the ability to control their kids' destiny and have a meaningful choice. And so for me, if parents believe that the distance learning is the way to go, if they're not comfortable in a face-to-face environment for their kid, then I think they have that right."
The search is continuing for eight missing Marines off the coast of Southern California after a deadly training accident. One Marine was killed and eight went missing when officials say an amphibious assault vehicle reported taking on water last night near San Clemente Island. All of the Marines are assigned to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Camp at Camp Pendleton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I've been having difficulty answering, probably because I wasn't the smartest in my class in medical school, but that's not why I'm having difficulty answering, is why our testing issues are so ubiquitous. Why do we have some people having COVID and then testing negative? Or, and then testing positive and then testing negative again? Or somebody who tested positive for COVID, later taking an antibody test and then being negative? Or somebody having antibodies to COVID. You see the antibody test, the IgG antibodies, you see them, read them and weep. You got the antibody test, but then you have COVID a second time and a third time. So there's a lot of kind of confusion of what's going on with the antibodies. And one thing I'm starting to think of that might be kind of lending issues to the whole antibody problem is that we use steroids. very ubiquitously. Sorry, that's like my new word of 2020, ubiquitous. Because I don't have a problem with the lisp. By the time the S comes in ubiquitous, it's at the end. So if I say ubiquitous, it's kind of at the end, and then you almost like forget that I had a lisp. So ubiquitous. I like that word. Ubiquitous. So anyway, we use steroids a lot in this infection. I do telemedicine, and people call me up going, I got COVID. Or I got the COVID. You know, I got the gout, I got the diabetes, I got the COVID. I go, oh, gosh, you got the COVID, yeah. Like the clap, right? I got the COVID. Shoot me some steroids. Like, I can't do that. They're like, well, I can't get remdesivir, I can't get hydroxychloroquine, you're not allowed to give me Zithromax, so give me the steroids. And you start to kind of scratch your head how, for them to ask me so blatantly and feeling like there's, you know, it's an easy ask or a common ask, I start to wonder if we're having a lot of doctors give steroids to early COVID patients. Now, we just talked to Dr. Lepore from Los Angeles, who's doing a clinical trial, and he's looking at colchicine to see how that slows down that cytokine storm. And let me go back a second. Remember I talked to you guys before this all started where some people would just get a little bit of a cough, a little bit of a tickle in the throat, maybe some sneezing, maybe some diarrhea. And then you had others where their immune response was so dramatic. And remember, we kind of called it a dramatic immune response. What I was describing was a cytokine storm where your immune cells just go haywire, basically, and it could cause end organ damage. It could affect a lot of the organs in the body. Cytokine storm is something we want to try to control, which is why if you're in the hospital and you're fighting COVID, not only are you on maybe remdesivir and vitamin C and zinc and D and maybe famotidine and oxygen and all that, but you're on a big dose of steroids. And you might also be on Zithromax too, but you're on a big dose of steroids because we want to prevent that cytokine storm. We do not want your inflammatory system to go so crazy that you're gooking up your lungs. Well, it's been working for a lot of people. Steroids seem to be working. It's helping people with their cough. It's preventing them from having chronic bronchitis in some respect. It's preventing some of the gumming up. But we forget, what do steroids do? Well, steroids can interfere with the T cells. They can interfere with the B cells. They can interfere with cytokines, leukotrienes, prostaglandins, macrophages, all of that. Steroids suppress your immune system. So when you have somebody who has COVID and they're COVID positive, I'm wondering how many of them that got a crap load of steroids, and I'm not saying that in a negative sense. I mean, we don't call it that. We use a different term. When we're doctors, we say give them a blank load of steroids, right? And we're not saying that in a negative context. We're kind of using it as a quantity, all right? You know, or, you know, buttload, whatever. When you get all those steroids, is there an effect on your antibody production? Now, your body is much stronger than a little bitty steroid pill or an IV dose of steroids. Your body is pretty smart, so the majority of us will make antibodies. But what about this struggle where we're supposed to be having a robust antibody response or an antibody titer? And we're hearing people are either maybe having too weak an antibody titer, so they're not triggering the test, or they have the antibodies, but it's not really preventing the next COVID round that they're getting, whether it's a reactivation or a second or third COVID infection. And I think we need to ask all those people that have had, you know, kind of funky antibody test issues and find out if they've been on steroids. It just makes you wonder. Now, what's interesting, you know, some of you have been asking about my previous guest. So my previous guest, Dr. Lepore, out of Westgate Los Angeles Medical Associates, who's doing a clinical trial with colchicine. This colchicine is a drug that's an anti-inflammatory. It's not a steroid. There's an anti-inflammatory that we use for gout. So how we used to use it for gout is we would give you some indomethacin, an anti-inflammatory, but then we would give you this colchicine also. Because gout is where you get these crystals that just decide to supersaturate and precipitate in a joint and they hurt. I don't have gout, but I did make a uric acid kidney stone, so I'm expecting at some point to get gout because I love meat. But uric acid is a very beautiful crystal. It's exquisite. And when it decides to supersaturate, I don't know if you guys remember in science class where you would be dropping little bits of powder, nothing would happen. You're like, teacher, nothing's happening. They're like, shut up, Dolly, and just keep doing the experiment. dropping in. Nothing's happening. Mine's not working. Keep dropping in. Then all of a sudden, shoo, the whole thing crystallizes. And it's because it wasn't a linear sort of amount. It was just the right, the straw that broke the camel's back that just zoom, made the whole thing crystallize. So sometimes we see that with gout, where all of a sudden you get these crystallizations. And so colchicine is supposed, because I mean, now we got to kind of break it down. Now we got to break these up. And we got to decrease the pain and the inflammation with gout. So colchicine we used to give you where you would take it every hour. You take a loading dose, then you take it every hour until you got diarrhea, and then we would back you down. And I hated giving people colchicine because that just bothered me that I was giving you diarrhea. I don't like giving people diarrhea, okay? I mean, I make enough people vomit. Last thing I want to do is give them the poops. So they lowered that regimen now where we give you two now, and then an hour from now you can take another one, and then that's it. That's all we do in terms of colchicine for gout attacks because it works. This colchicine sucker works. So it's taken these real, real smart doctors that say, wait a second, well, why don't we just kind of now, why don't we use it in the COVID fight? So this clinical trial is now being done on people that are mild COVID at home going, what the hell can I take? You know, and so this could be very interesting to see if colchicine works. That does not mean to raid grandpa's, you know, medicine cabinet for his colchicine. Colchicine can irritate the stomach. Colchicine can bother the kidneys long term. So please do not, you know, self-treat. But it's an interesting study. But the reason why I bring this up is, you know, we're trying to attack COVID on all sorts of fronts. And there's all these medications out there now. I don't know if you saw the list. There's some of them you can't even really kind of pronounce because they're just like really fancy names that aren't going to have like the real cool brand name. You know, like we have a Z-Pak here. You're not going to get a cool name yet until they get through their FDA approval and stuff. But one is we want to prevent the virus from attaching and getting into the receptors and being able to divide and multiply. But then if you do have the virus, all right, well, as long as it doesn't affect your organs and affect your lungs, then we also want to kind of hit it on the back end. So, you know, if we start to realize that we're kind of struggling on the fight to prevent the virus from even attaching, then what if, well, fine, the virus attaches, you gain some sort of immunity, but we prevent you from getting that cytokine storm and then that multi-organ involvement. So, you know, steroids, anti-inflammatories, certain medications to kind of stop that cytokine storm has been a focus. But with our antibody test issues, it's a very, very easy question to ask. It's a very easy spreadsheet to make. Anybody whose antibodies are not making sense and people are scratching their head, is it the test that's bad or is it the steroids that are given? Because here people are calling for better testing, saying our antibody tests are wrong. Antibody tests are 99% specific. I mean, if your antibody test is positive, I mean, that's a good sign that, you know, if it's a negative, that kind of means our antibody tests have some real, real good, shall we say, accuracy. But it just kind of makes you wonder, maybe it's the patients who got steroids. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I know we have certain stereotypes and biases about people in prison or jail. And I've known inmates, and some I don't know too closely because, you know, we don't know how dangerous some could be, etc. But I've known several. They're kind of cool. And here we have three inmates who are very, very cool. You guys hear about this? Three Georgia inmates saved their guard's life. The deputy that was watching them started to fall unconscious at his desk. And I guess loosened their or electronically unlocked their cells So they were able to, this is where I believe in God, and you know that the Lord, you know, kind of helped this all transpire. And I believe he's still alive. So let me kind of break this down. This has been reported by Daily Mail. Three Georgia inmates have now been credited with saving the life of their guard. Apparently, the guards suffered a heart attack outside their cell doors. Mitchell Small, Terry Lovelace, and Walter Whitehead rushed to Deputy Warren Hobbs's aid. Apparently, he fell unconscious at his desk at Gwinnett County Jail. Big difference between jail and prisons. But I'm sure there's some cool people in prison, too. Now, Smalls, all right, alerted the rest of the inmates to the emergency by banging on his door. Lovelace and Whitehead then rushed to Hobbs' side after the deputy managed to unlock their cell door. Whitehead said, "It scared me. I don't care if it's a police officer or whoever it was. I will do whatever I can to save a man. I don't want anyone to die. Oh, these guys are so cool. I just don't give a hug. I don't know what they're in for. But that was really, really cool." So the deputy, he looks fit. He looks young. Had a heart attack. Footage shows as Smalls raises the alarm after spotting Hobbs was in trouble. Video caught this by banging on a cell door. Fellow inmates then join in to make as much noise as possible to call for help. That noise seems to pull Hobbs conscious again. He managed to unlock the cell of Lovelace and Whitehead, who were running from the room to help the deputy. Then they called for help using a phone and Hobbs's radio. Smalls told Fox 5, "I started hollering and screaming and banging on the door to try to alert everybody to wake up. Deputy Hobbs, who was recovered at home, says he can only remember a sound like drums and hearing people shout his name. He cracked his head open in the fall." You know, it's interesting. You know, not all heart attacks are fatal, but sometimes the fall or the head trauma or the bleed to the brain or other things or the car accident that happens might be the fatal part of, unfortunately, the heart attack. We had a family member who died of a heart attack. He was involved in a car accident. And we don't know if the heart attack was mild or if the heart attack was massive. And so it sounds like he survived the heart attack, could have not survived the head trauma. So the sheriff's office wrote on Facebook, "The inmates whose rooms were close enough to see what happened began pounding on the doors. Soon the entire unit was thundering with noise as many inmates pounded on the doors, shouting for our deputy who lay unconscious and heavy bleeding on the floor. Our deputy later stated that while he did not realize he'd be unconscious, he became aware of what sounded like pounding drums. He immediately thought an inmate needed help and somehow managed to rise to his feet to press a control panel to open the doors." Lovelace added, "He grabbed a hold of his desk and he was pulling himself up. It was sad because it didn't look good at all, but the man had to fight to help him get up. As he came up, I made eye contact with him. I'm like, Deputy Hobbs, Deputy Hobbs, please." And the sheriff's office tweeted pictures of three men, writing, "Kudos to these inmates for coming to the aid of our deputy when he suffered a cardiac emergency. We thank them for their timely assistance and the lessons their actions provide. It's not the uniform that makes a hero, it's the person wearing it." So they added a statement, "Many people have strong opinions about law enforcement officers or criminals, but this incident clearly illustrates the potential goodness found in both." So, I mean, we see movies, right? And we see guards and inmates, in these TV series, like, you know, Orange is the New Black or things like that. You know, we see relationships and we see people joke around and we see wardens, you know, allow inmates to work in their office and, you know, people eating lunch together. And then unfortunately you see shows where there's the rapes and, you know, things like that. But, I believe, based on what I've heard and what I've seen, and then examples such as this, is these guards are people, and the inmates are people, and those who connect, you know, and there's chemistry between some of the guards and some of the inmates, you know? They know not to get swayed, and they can identify if somebody's going to try to, you know, snow you or whatever. But, you know, for the most part, when you're spending that much time day in and day out, there are relationships that come. What's that effect? I forget what it's called, where, you know, a female who becomes, let's say, imprisoned by her guard ends up falling in love with them, and I don't know. But these things do happen, because when you are isolated and the only person you get to, you know, see is your guard or vice versa, yeah, and that guard is, you know, in a uniform and looking all handsome. I love policemen. I love guards. I think they're handsome as hell. But anyway, yes, there is sometimes an affinity. And, you know, inmates are also smart. If their guard is down, that doesn't do any good for them either. And so I really do believe that even people who have committed crimes, you know, do have the potential for good. Now, it depends on the type of crime they've done. It depends on usually with jail. They're a lot smaller crimes than, you know, those you'll see in prison, obviously. And, you know, but, you know, when we talk about reforms in the prisons and, you know, like, for example, what they're protesting in California now with prisoners being exposed to COVID. You know, they're human beings. You can't, you know, have them locked up, exposed to others just because they committed a crime, you know, and it, you know, means they should not, their lives aren't worthy. All right? You know, prisoners' lives are, you know, still matter. However, there are people that commit crimes that I really think do not belong in society. And that I do believe capital punishment is appropriate for. When you have people mass killing other people, I don't see how you could trust that person out in society. And I think society has a duty to keep them locked up or to, you know, carry out their sentence if that's so handed down. But when you have somebody who, let's say, and I know it's really difficult to, you know, decide what crime is worse and, you know, which person should be able to, you know, get out early, you know, for their crime based on what they've done. I think there are certain things that people do not because they want to hurt others, but because they're trying to feed their family. So when somebody steals food, okay, versus somebody stealing, shall we say, you know, somebody, you know, robbing a bank at gunpoint, I think those two crimes are very, very different. Somebody stealing food to take home to their kids, yeah, it's a crime, but, you know, are they trying to hurt society? No, they're trying to feed their kids. Now, that doesn't mean they have a right to steal somebody else's food, does, you know, but you know, and that's a lot different than somebody using a gun put it to somebody's head to rob a bank or to rob a jewelry store. And if they say, well, I'm trying to feed my family, like, really, with a diamond ring, really? You want to feed your family, you know, why don't you use some of the, you know, you obviously strategized. You obviously, you know, are very, very intelligent. You're, you know, can obviously very, very, you could craft a crime. Why can't you put that towards, you know, working somewhere? So there's, you know, if how I look at it is I think there's a lot of people that, you know, do have to do their punishment, you know, do their time, but don't underestimate the human component and the good that many of these people have. And a story like this is pretty heartwarming. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.